This goes to Scott Kastning, Kastning, PAC, fax 989-842-1110, regarding Judith, J-U-D-I-T-H, middle initial A, Morden, M like Mary, O, R like Ralph, D like David, E, N like November. Date of birth, January 24th, 1947. Dear Mr. Kastning, this is a consultation for Mrs. Morden, who was sent for evaluation of rapidly elevating creatinine, which was found June 22nd of 2023, of unknown etiology. Creatinine levels had not been normal prior to that time, but they were ranging between 1.0 and 1.1, with estimated GFR between 48 and 54. When the level increased to 1.9 on 6/22, the GFR was 27. The next day, June 23rd, it was 2.0, GFR 25. On the 27th of June, the GFR 1.9 at 27. That level was repeated again on July 6th, and that has decreased down to 1.56 with a GFR of 34. And she did stop meloxicam at our request at the end of June. And she did have a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan. That was June 30th, and that showed a small left kidney, 9.2 centimeters, with some mild hydronephrosis and possibly a kidney stone, some shadowing noted in the central kidney. And the right kidney was 9.6 centimeters with a cyst. And there were additional bilateral non-obstructive obstructing intrarenal calculi noted on the scan. And the patient has no knowledge of previous kidney stones. And she denies any kind of pain, no blood in the urine, no cloudiness, no difficulty starting her stream or feeling like she empties her bladder. She does have congestive heart failure and possibly coronary artery disease, and she does see Jennifer Garcia at the local congestive heart failure clinic. And she has been recently started on Entresto and taken off lisinopril. And the Entresto is 97/103 milligram, and she takes that twice a day. She was also taking meloxicam regularly for arthritis pain, back and hips and knees, and she did stop that June 30th also at our request. She is extremely hard of hearing, and even though she's wearing two hearing aids, one in each ear, she still cannot hear well. She does seem to lip read, and also if you speak very loudly, almost yelling, then she can hear almost. Anyway, she currently denies chest pain or palpitations, no history of stents or cardiac catheterization to her knowledge, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no edema or claudication symptoms, no neuropathy, no unusual lesions or rashes. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, type 2 diabetes, chronic congestive heart failure, gastroesophageal reflux disease, osteoporosis, osteoarthritis, chronic low back pain, allergic rhinitis, a history of migraine headaches, hyperlipidemia, extremely hard of hearing, requiring hearing aids, and subclinical hyper thyroidism. Past surgical history, the only surgery she can recall is a hysterectomy with bilateral salping ophrectomy in 1987. Social history, the patient is a widow. She is retired and lives alone. She's a previous retail worker at a Kmart store in Alma. She has not used alcohol or illicit drugs, and she's an ex-smoker who quit smoking cigarettes greater than 40 years ago. Family history is significant for heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and cancer. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to penicillin. Medications, she takes vitamin B12, 500 micrograms once daily. Bisoprolol, 5 milligrams once daily. Aldactoside is 25-25, one daily. Pantoprazole, 20 milligrams daily. Lipitor, 40 milligrams daily. Baclofen is 10 milligrams up to 3 times a day as needed, but she is not using that at all currently. Jardiance, 10 milligrams daily. Entresto, 97/103 milligram, one twice a day. Fosamax, 70 milligram once a week. Tylenol number 3, one daily as needed for pain. Calcium carbonate with vitamin D, one daily. Benadryl, 25 milligram, one daily as needed for allergies. And Focus Factor Active tablets, one daily. Physical examination, height is 55 inches, weight 129 pounds, pulse 56, 5'6 and regular, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff was 80/40, and standing 82/50. Neck is supple, there's no carotid bruise, no jugular venous distension. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Abdomen soft, flat, non-tender, no ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen. Extremities, there's no edema. Pulses are 2+ bilaterally. Sensation and motion are intact in feet and ankles. And labs and diagnostic studies, her most recent echocardiogram was a transthoracic echocardiogram done 5-3 of 23. She had mildly dilated atria. Her ejection fraction is 35%. She had moderately to severely depressed left ventricular function, grade 1 diastolic dysfunction, diffuse left ventricular hypokinesis, and no evidence of pericardial effusion. And labs, the most recent labs were done July 6, 2023. The creatinine had improved slightly at 1.56 GFR34, calcium 9.1, sodium 137, potassium 4.6, carbon dioxide 23. We have a urinalysis, 6:30 of 23, negative for protein and negative for blood. In 6/27/23, creatinine 1.9, potassium is 5.1, 6/23/23, potassium 4.6, creatinine 2.0, 6/22/23, creatinine 1.9, potassium is 4.8, hemoglobin A1C 5/15 of 23 is 6.7, 2 of 22, normal electrolytes, creatinine 1.1, GFR 48, 7/12/22, the creatinine 1.0, GFR 54, and hemoglobin 15.7 with normal white count and normal platelets, and microalbumin to creatinine ratio is 912. Assessment and plan. Stage 1 or 3B, chronic kidney disease with improving function after stopping meloxicam within the last 2 weeks. Most likely secondary to chronic congestive heart failure, bilaterally small kidneys, also some mild left hydronephrosis, and possibly a recently passed kidney stone. We've asked the patient to continue to have lab studies done every month. She's going to have lab studies done after the first week of August again, and then monthly thereafter. She should continue to follow a low-salt diabetic diet. She should avoid the use of all oral, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 3 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.